Newsflash, dog chases robot in Phoenix. Well, not really, but I love the imagery, don't you? Phoenix, which has been a hotbed of testing for self-driving cars, now has a new player, the United States Postal Service. Let me tell you all about it on today's edition of Talking Tech. I'm Jefferson Graham. Now, self-driving and the Phoenix area go together like, well, swimming pools in the desert. There are big open roads to explore, and robots apparently can navigate them kind of well. Add to that a Governor Doug Ducey, who has welcomed firms to the area by cutting red tape, and you've got Google's Waymo, the Kroger food store, and now the Postal Service testing in the area. Uber was there with self-driving tests until March 2018, when one of its cars crashed into a pedestrian and killed her. Uber shut down operations shortly after that. But back to the Postal Service, which began this week sending letters and packages from Phoenix to Dallas on self-driving trucks. The route is 1,000 miles, and it can take 22 hours to drive it. The trial at first is set to last 2 weeks, and from there, the Postal Service will decide if it wants to go forward. For a unit that has been traditionally bleeding losses, if it can get robot delivery to work, it could see dramatic savings. Now, Bloomberg reports that the Postal Service spends $4 billion yearly on trucking services, which have been hindered by a shortage of drivers. Now, eliminate the driver and problem solved. But as with most of these tests, the Postal Service will begin with a safety driver behind the wheel, as well as an engineer to monitor the system. Guess they'll all be visiting plenty of truck stops. The company that's operating the test for the Postal Service told Bloomberg that the trucks will be unmarked because it doesn't want to bring attention to the robots. Let's just put it this way. Neighbors have not welcomed the self-driving cars with open arms. Some have been pelted with rocks. Others have taken action into their own hands and tried to run the vehicles off the road. Welcome to the real world, robots. What are your thoughts about all these self-driving tests? I'd love to hear from you on Twitter, where I'm at Jefferson Graham. You've been listening to Talking Tech. Please subscribe to the show wherever you listen to online audio. And I'll be back at you tomorrow with another quick hit from the world of tech.